Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Servanthood.
As we enter into a new year, we listen to the words of our first reading today. The author urges us to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another, through love, in order to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Then, in the Gospel for today, Jesus makes this incredible statement: "The greatest among you must be your servant." In the past days, we all probably got Christmas cards. Many of the cards I received were family photo cards. People proudly displaying themselves, their children, and their grandchildren. I looked at each one carefully, in awe of the pride and hard work on the part of the parents and grandparents. What a stunning example of servanthood this is for me. It is not hard for me to imagine the patience, the gentleness, the bearing with love through the pain and struggle and frustrations of bringing to birth and rearing. Today, I say to all you parents and grandparents, if you are listening, thank you. Thank you. You have lived out this Christian calling. You have heeded the words of Jesus asking us to be servants. And then, a few weeks ago, how riveted we were in listening to and watching Volodymyr Zelensky as he addressed the USA Congress with numerous standing ovations. How simply and courageously he is living out Jesus' command: the greatest among you must be your servant. It was heartwarming to me that for at least this one brief moment, our elected leaders could recognize and acknowledge genuine servanthood. These real people are part of my meditation today as I listen to the Word, the readings, and the Gospel. Truly, this could be our New Year's resolution. Daily, with God's grace, being a servant in whatever way we can. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we get tired and want to throw in the towel. Sometimes we let our egos get the better of us as we try to serve. But we ask you, Holy Spirit, this day, buoy us up. We desire always to be your servant, working for peace and unity in our little worlds and for the greater common good. A blessed New Year to you all.